from KQED.
There's a thriving community of instrument makers in California. Rachel Dornhelm has this profile of one who's working to bridge forward-looking experimental music with the ancient craft of woodworking.
In an industrial office park in the Marin County city of San Rafael, forklifts move pallets in and out of giant garages. The last thing you might expect to hear are the plaintive cries of a string instrument coming from a workshop.
My name is Sung Kim. I'm an architectural woodworker and designer and furniture maker. Currently, my focus has been musical instruments.
Instruments. Not violins or cellos. The ones Kim points out in his cavernous workspace you've probably never heard of.
That's the ox. It's a three-string banjo. It's fretless. This would be the nun's horn. This, with the analog circuit, it is the holy water sprinkler.
You've never heard of these before because Kim invents them. The sounds he imagines he'd like to hear, and from hybrids of instruments he's seen.
You get three different rhythms going at once if you're so inclined. African music was what inspired this one. You get this really nice hammering sound.
So if someone can imagine like a whack-a-mole game where these things keep popping up from
exactly.
Underneath.
And they're actually what hits a string. I mean, it's historically clavichord was a piano where, like a piano where basically it was just a hammer that hit from the below.
Kim was a punk rock loving teen in Washington, D.C. when he first started building his own guitars. But things changed when he was 21 and he heard a recording of Indian sitar player Ravi Shankar.
My head kind of split in half and I was like, wait a second, I've been focusing on this Western instrument. And there's the rest of the world, all these sounds, all these instruments, all these different approaches that I've been ignoring.
Recently, Kim has been working with animal hides, like on one instrument where he stretched a hide taut over a faceted frame so it looks like one of Picasso's cubist violins. Mostly, though, Kim creates with wood. Right now, he's working on the body of a new instrument, hollowing out a piece of Alaskan yellow cedar, his favorite for soundboards. Kim's instruments can take anywhere from days to years to complete. He learned his skills from a young age, working side by side with his father, a Korean-trained builder.
There wasn't much talking. It was always, okay, make this, do this. At the time, it was a little bit irritating, but it teaches you to develop your own style. It teaches you to develop, you know, just a brain that takes apart and dissects how to build something versus this is how it was supposed to be built.
Kim took a detour through a different medium, clay, in art school. Along the way, he met his wife, the granddaughter of a Bay Area shipbuilder. And now the two families' tools hang side by side. The Western-style tools from his wife's family.
The Asian-style ones are primarily from my father. So it's, you know, and the thing is, the techniques that are involved with these two styles, they're kind of contrary, you know. So it's nice to actually mix two together.
Kim doesn't make money from his instrument building, but he has incorporated some of the principles into his woodworking business, where his clients range from homeowners to museums. Kim shows me a media cabinet a client just commissioned.
This whole thing actually resonates, so the power amp would actually power this to become a giant speaker.
Just as his woodworking style is improvisational, so is his music. On a recent night, about 15 people gathered for an intimate concert featuring Kim and three musicians playing his instruments. High school art teacher and saxophonist Brian Peterson was in the audience. He's played with Kim for about 2 years and says very few people have Kim's combination of inspiration and craftsmanship.
You know, he called me one time saying that he had a dream about an instrument where instead of a saxophone, I was playing into it, but it was a goat hoof, like the hoof of it, you know, and like it had a double reed. And the next week, he was actually building it.
Peterson says even seasoned improvisers often have a safe place they can retreat to in their music. But he says it's impossible to do that on novel instruments like Kim's. Kim says his goal is to make a living selling them.
Or even to work with a musician and to design an instrument, say they would come back in a month and say, it needs this. The upper register is too high, it needs more strings, it needs less strings. I would stop doing architectural work. No, are you kidding me? That's the absolute dream, definitely.
Kim says he's lucky he landed in California 10 years ago, where there are both clients for his high-end architectural woodwork and a vibrant experimental music scene.
California is a place where I always dreamt about, as a kid even. You know, you listen to the Beach Boys. I could not exist. What this shop does, what I do for a living, wouldn't exist anywhere else in the world, I don't think.
It's only from this geographic home base, says Kim, that he can explore all the musical terrain he has in mind. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Dornhelm.
You can see and hear some of Sung Kim's musical creations at californiareport.org.